Hi, this is Roy Jones with Man Talk Radio Podcast. Our mission is to break down the walls of race and denomination. Your chosen Truth Radio broadcast will be starting in just a few seconds. Thank you.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Oh my goodness, am I so glad to be back today on Kingdom Pursuits as we have literally a blockbuster lineup for you. I can't even, I'm so amazed always on how God blesses me with these amazing guests. And first off, if you listed Christian Car Guy, you got a chance to hear my first one is Andy Napier. Am I saying it right?
That's correct.
I've interviewed him, I don't know how many times, but it's one of those things that my mind's just a terrible thing to waste. But
well,
anyway,
it's about time you got the last name right, Robbie. Way to go.
But anyway, he is with Transworld Radio. You might know them as TWR. And you may, I hope you've been listening to the Truth Network and you've heard that we are in the middle of this. Well, the whole Truth Network is in the middle of this. Africa needs Jesus. Give a radio, give hope. And so, Andy, we're going to be, sharing way more stories about how God is touching people in Africa with the ministry of TWR, which is just, it blows me away, the doors that God has opened over there. But speaking of doors, sometimes, it's more of a hatch that gets open than a door. And in that case, we're talking Logos Hope. So we have it just so happens. Maybe you've heard of OM Ships, which I have a dear friend over there by the name of Julie Knox, who's often on Christian Car Guy Theater, by the way, because she has this amazing voice. She used to work for the BBC. But today we have Randy Grebe with us, and he's the director on board the Logos Hope itself, which that ship is celebrating actually the 50th anniversary. They left Rotterdam on February 18th, 1971. They took off to begin the mission of OM Ships, which we're going to talk about. And for those of you who can remember 1971, can you remember 1971, Beth Ann?
Not really. Well, I mean, I was there. I was around.
This will help you. Mary Tyler Moore. Just think that the show just came out.
Oh, classic now, Robbie.
Love is all around, no matter what you think. So, Randy, welcome.
Hello, Robbie. Wow. Mary Tyler Moore. I'm thinking, I remember her for sure. Was it that long ago?
Were you on the ship when it left 50 years ago?
I was not on the ship when it left 50 years ago. No, I wasn't. But, I've been involved with the ship ministry now for quite a while, and I know it's a great moment for our founder, George Verwer. He had started OM actually over 10 years prior to that, but then this whole vision of using a ship to go around the world, because if you look at, the statistics show that a very high percentage of people live within like 20 miles of the sea or within water, so it's, it makes it very reachable, very, very practical to use ships. So it was a huge moment for him. I talked to him earlier this morning and said, I'd at least mention his name.
Oh, it's so wonderful. And again, I hope you've heard of OM Ships. You're going to hear a lot about it today. And these are like floating Christian libraries that bring the gospel to places, just like Transworld Radio, that God is reaching. He knows there's people out there that need this information. And it's amazing to me how he gets it through so many people. And so part of what, obviously we have an opportunity to share that with on the Truth Network, so you would have an opportunity, to bless others as you've been blessed. So you might guess, because I'm finally back and I get to do this, I get to tell my jokes again. So speaking of radios, Beth Ann.
Radios?
Oh, so we're talking about radios for Jesus, right?
Right.
TWR told me that the world is in bad trouble.
Oh, no.
Right?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
There's not enough radios or transmitter, and that leads to some really megahertz. Okay? So.
Ooh. Yeah. I just felt one right now.
Yeah.
Megahertz.
And, fortunately, Andy, myself, you were all in radio, and one of the first things you learn in radio, and I'm sure you learned this too, Beth Ann, right, is you learn the stereotypes.
Instead of the monotypes.
You live the stereotypes. I don't know if you've learned that on board ship, Randy. Have you?
Randy?
Not yet.
We're working on that, Randy. Okay. I'm telling you.
And this just in, I heard this on the radio today.
Just in.
Yeah. Dr. Fauci allegedly said that after the pandemic is over and done with, we'll all have to wear masks on the back of our heads for at least 2 months. You know why?
Why?
So that our ears will come back to where they're supposed to be.
So our ears will what?
Return to normal.
Return
you know, they've been
normal.
Stretched to the front of your head.
That's true.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Got to put them back in place.
And this last one is actually my personal favorite. As always, I save the best for last. You may not like it, but I thought it was so hilarious. I laughed in my cubicle for 5 minutes. What do you call Bruce Lee pulling a radio flyer?
What do you call Bruce Lee pulling a radio flyer?
Enter the wagon.
Where did you come up with these?
This barely has to do with radio.
And were you under some kind of COVID medication when you came up with these?
Yes.
Possibly. So actually, you knew there would be a riddle at the end of all these shenanigans, as always, and here it is. So, and I do love this. It's really hard, though. Which of the two publishing prophets in the Bible, did you know two of the prophets published? But two of the publishing prophets in the Bible drove Jehudi nuts when his prophecy wasn't terrible.
Mm.
So it caused him to be a cut-up, and then Jehudi, he fired it. So, listen carefully, right? His prophecy wasn't terrible. So it caused him to be a cut-up. And Jehudi then fired it.
Jehudi.
866. If you haven't heard of Jehudi, here you go. 866-348-7884. 866-348-7884. And don't think it terrible. Like, there's no prophecy in the Bible that was, you know, would be described as terrible except in this way.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's a different kind of thing. I'm hoping somebody, I'm really excited if you can get this one. You have really guessed a riddle today. And so moving on to bigger and much, much, much better things, right? Getting back to Radios for Africa. Andy, how long have you personally been working with Transworld Radio now?
I have been with Transworld Radio for 7.5 years. TWR as a ministry has been around since 1954. And just when you look at TWR around the world on a global scale, we have Christian content, radio programming produced in over 275 languages. We reach 190 countries. And we're talking about putting God's word through solid biblical teaching in radio programs that are in people's heart languages. A lot of people in Africa, you know, some of them with the trade languages can speak English or can speak Swahili, but we put it in their language so that really it reaches into their heart and transforms them. Many of these people can't read, can't write, but they can listen to the radio and they can learn about the Lord. Let me give you a quick testimony here. I love you so much. I once listened to your radio program and made the decision to follow Jesus as the Savior of my life. I believed in witchcraft, even participated in those traditional beliefs, but now I am born again and I will not turn back. Keep teaching the Word of God because many are still in darkness.
Right, and we want to make sure that you are hearing this and you can respond, right?
Right.
And Bill, while you're thinking about it, right, you can dial 888-988-5656.
Again, that is 888-988-5656. What we're asking you to do today is for $50, we can put a wind-up radio in someone's hands, and it could be someone from a different religious background, someone who's grown up in voodoo or witchcraft, animism, traditional tribal beliefs. We put a radio in their hand, they can pick up TWR's signal, and through God's Word, through the truth of Scripture, as the Holy Spirit also works in their heart, many of these people will come to know the Lord, be discipled, and who knows how God's going to use it.
Or you can just go to Africa Needs Radio, Needs Jesus.
That's it.
AfricaNeedsJesus.com. Again, we got Randy with OM Ships. Wait till you hear what they've got in store. for all these countries as well. So much that God is doing around the world, and we get to hear about it today on Kingdom Pursuits. Plus, if you know about this terrible prophecy, call us. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion, whether that's for radios or ships today, and uses it to build the kingdom. And we're so blessed to have with us Andy Napier with Transworld Radio, as well as Randy Grebe. He is the director of the ship, the Logos Hope, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary. And Randy, for our listeners that may not be familiar with OM ships, like when Logos Hope pulls into a port, can you kind of share with us what goes on?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. You know, as I mentioned earlier, operating a ship gets you into port cities of the world. And over the 50 years and our four ships, we've been to 150 countries of the world. We're still trying to get to Switzerland, but that's been a bit of a problem for us. Anyway.
I understand. It's hard to get to Montana, anyway. Too. It's one of those states that just doesn't get visited by many ships.
That's true. No, but we have a little one-liner. It's kind of, we call our elevator speech. We share knowledge, help, and hope. And if you were with me today looking out of my porthole here, we're looking at the country of Curacao. We're way down in the Antilles, way in the southeast of the Caribbean there. And actually, just pulled in a couple nights ago here. And as a ship, we open to the public. Now, many people can't walk on ships. It's just not legal. It's almost like an airport. You just don't say, hey, can I come on your ship? But we are very different that way. And because of that, over the years, Robbie, we've tracked over 49 million visitors have come on the ship. In fact, for Kim and I, my wife and I, the last couple of years, we were in the Central South America. We registered 4,300 average visitors a day on the ship. That's a lot of people. And
especially in these times, I'm just thinking,
yes,
where else can people go, without being quarantined somehow?
Yeah, well, they can't actually. That's been our problem coming up on a year here. We went into quarantine kind of lockdown as most of the world did, and we've had to pivot for sure. But as we look at those numbers over the years, you ask, what do? We have 5,000 book titles. People come on and buy books of all kinds. We have, a whole bunch of Bibles and books for learning how to read the Bible and study the Bible and so forth, but other titles that kind of reach to all. And I kind of remember, Robbie, one time Kim and I were standing on deck four. It's called the Visitor Experience. An older man, while we were in Sierra Leone, is just very special. Been in Africa multiple times with the ship. But this day, this old man walks on, kind of limping and sweating and perspiring. And I said, well, welcome on board. And he says, well, it's great to be here. I said, you look like you've been out in the sun. He says, I have been. He says, it took me 4 days to get here. I said, 4 days? Four-day walk away from the ship up in the mountains. I said, well, what do you do up there in the mountains? He says, I'm a pastor. I pastor a different village church, seven different churches, one day a week. And I said, well, what brings you to the ship? And he pulls out of his top pocket a little pocket testament, and it just had the four Gospels in it, in the Psalms. And he says, I understand that you have Bibles here. I said, oh, yes, we have a lot of Bibles. He says, well, this is the only Bible I've ever had. I'm coming to get my first Bible. And I just remember bringing, Kim and I just came to tears meeting this man, coming all this way just to get a Bible. And, there's thousands of stories like this of changed lives and transformed lives as people have come to the ship. So when you ask what we do, that's one of the primary things. But there are many, many other things we do on shore as well, Robbie.
Yeah, and you have all these wonderful volunteers that are, traveling with you, disciple makers kind of, that come along, with that kind of thing. And like I said, I'm so blessed today to have both you, Randy, and Andy with us. And you do so much the same kind of thing in such a different way.
Well, and Randy, let me throw out, you're doing something next door to one of our major transmitting sites. We have a 400,000-watt transmitter on the island of Bonaire, and you're just, what, about 30 miles from Bonaire right now?
You're right, Andy. We sailed past it. We all looked off the side of the ship. We could see the lights of Bonaire, and I know you guys were there, and I wanted to say, Andy, how much we appreciate what you guys do around the world. It's just so, so true. If you think of all the people that can't read but can hear, you know, the Word of God and the greatest message ever. So what it's a joy to be in partnership, in a sense.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, you're in a beautiful part of the world. Anytime I have an assignment, Andy, you need to go down to Bonaire. I don't mind it at all. That water down there is beautiful, isn't it?
It is, but it is. From what I understand, you know, it's for whatever reason, I guess the persecution over the years of the people groups that are down there, it is one of the most difficult places for people to minister, isn't it?
Well, not so much the Caribbean, maybe, but especially when you get into South America, like right now ministering to Venezuela, I wouldn't call it persecution.
But I mean the people that are in Haiti, or the people are in Jamaica, you know, some of those places, no doubt. Really, really, right now, human trafficking is worse in those places than almost any place in the world. And so how critical is it that, you know, these beacons of hope, be it from through Bonaire or through it, all M ships, is coming down there? And it was explained to me one time that, unfortunately, slavery was designed to put people into bondage because they broke up the families on purpose and almost turned them into breeding colonies. And as they broke up the family of these people in Jamaica and in Haiti and those kind of things, then, you know, there was no longer a father and a mother and all this stuff. And that's when the voodoo came in and all that stuff. And so, you know, I just feel like we have a real opportunity to bring a lot of hope. I love the name of that ship, right? Like Truth Hope is kind of, isn't that Logos Hope? Or am I hitting that right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Logos is kind of a Greek word for word. Yeah, word of hope. And that's why we called it Logos Hope. Because, you know, a diving thing, and Andy, you do say the same thing. You know, there's literally 3 billion reasons. 3 billion people on the planet right now are going to live and die without ever having a chance to experience the gospel, hear it in their own language. That is actually the world problem, and that's what we've kind of pivoted toward that. Everything we do, our projects, our people, our training is all about, you know, seeing vibrant communities of Jesus followers among the least reached, and that's part of what we do on board. Half of it is ministry off the ship. And the other is all of our volunteers. We have nearly 400 crew members from 60 nationalities, and we spend a lot of time discipling, mentoring, training to move toward these least reached people groups, because it's an enormous problem. I mean, most of mission money in missions does not go to this group of people. So that's why we've kind of pivoted toward that over the last several years. And so literally 100% of our focus is toward that. So, yeah, so together we join hands and hearts and ministries, and we pray toward
it. Right. It's beautiful. And so, Andy, go ahead.
I was going to say, it really is with TWR, we are the Air Force, and with OM, you are both the Navy and the boots on the ground, the Army out.
The Marines.
Yeah. But together, God is using us, you know, in the Great Commission to make disciples of people of all nations, every tribe, every tongue, and we can't do it alone anyway. And with what we're doing with TWR, even asking you as you're listening today to come on board with a $50 gift to buy a radio for one individual or one family.
It's almost you OM part ships of it. Is the only people that get to say come on board. You guys have
okay,
to.
Okay, I can't say that.
Come fly with us,
or
whatever.
Pay a royalty now for saying come on board, right? As we are asking you to partner with us, you are part of the Great Commission as well, because we can send out a radio signal
But if someone cannot afford to buy a radio, they can't even afford the batteries for a radio, we're putting a wind-up radio in their hands, but we're asking you to do that with $50 for each radio. And by the way, we gave this number earlier. Let me give it to you again. It's 888-988-5656. 888-988-5656. We're particularly talking about putting a radio in someone's hands in Africa, and we're asking you to do that, $50 per gift. By the way, Ann called in from North Carolina with a $50 gift, so that's one radio. Susan from Utah, $100 gift. That's two radios. So that's three people or three families that God's going to use your radios to minister to them.
Yeah, and now we got to get equal billing for you know, Randy. How do people get on board with OM ships?
Yeah, that's great. You know, I really the best way. I'm just going to share two things with you. First of all, best website is just om.org/ships. That is the best way to learn how to apply. We really have a need. We have a shortage of crew. It's been difficult to get people from other parts of the world. We have generally about 400 crew members on board from 60 nationalities, and we are just working hard to recruit as we continue to move forward. But the other thing is not too far down the road there. We have in South Carolina, we have, as part of the ship's ministry, is an online bookstore. It's called BibleStore.com. If you go to BibleStore.com, right now they have 85% discount for 5 days on a whole bunch of great books. And just that in itself would assist us. So if you're not familiar with BibleStore.com, that is part of OM Ships. And go take a peek at that and enjoy the 85% discount.
Get on board at BibleStore.com. It's pretty easy. Or BibleStore.org, am I right? Got to get it right. So we'll get back and we'll get be right on Kingdom Pursuits. We got so much more coming up. Stay tuned. And that's not to mention, you can call us at 866-348-7884 if you want to talk to either of these guys or tell us about this not so terrible. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And I have to just tell you that I'm just deeply hurt that nobody has called in with the answer to my riddle, which, you know, maybe I misspoke because his prophecy was not so terrible. It really wasn't. But it did kind of get cut up. Maybe you can put those two words together and figure it out, but you got to call in at 866-348-7884. And we are blessed because we have Amy Cabo here, the host of The Cure, is coming on at 1 o'clock. And Amy, you guys are going to bring life to the show at 1 o'clock, right?
Yes. Today we have Rex Sykes, who really guides others how to live life on their own terms. He has decades of experience helping people transform their minds and their lives. He's a master trainer, hypnotherapist, and a hypnotist, master hypnotist. He's an amazing person with an amazing testimony. You would not believe what this guy has to offer.
So the beauty of The Cure is it is also a live call-in show. So if you got questions on, wow, how does this figure into Christianity? Or, you know, what does the Bible have to say about these things? Well, that's why they're there. That's why we got to have open discussions. It's the same number, 866-348-7884. And you guys are coming on at 1 today, right?
Yes.
Okay, Amy, God bless. Looking forward to hearing it. And say hi to Boris. I've missed you guys while I was out.
Will do. Same here.
Thank you, Amy.
God bless. Have a beautiful day, and God bless.
You too. You too. So getting back to on board, I want to make sure I got that website right. Is it Bibles? Go ahead.
It's just BibleStore.com.
That's easy.
BibleStore, all one word, BibleStore.com.
BibleStore.com. I wanted to get it right, whether it was org or .com, because so many things are. But this one's just BibleStore.com. And so to be clear,
right.
So if I go to, personally, if I go to BibleStore.com, I'm guessing I can get a Bible.
we have.
But if I buy a
we have
Bible.
We have many of them for you there.
is it possible there to buy Bibles for you guys to hand out, or how do I connect with OM Ships through BibleStore.com?
Well, there'll be a link there. You can get to the ship site through Bible Store, but we also have just the om.org/ships. That's another way to get to the ships.
Okay, so
either one of those sites will get you to us.
To you, but is there a way through BibleStore.com to actually give books to the ship?
Well, that's a great question. I'm not sure if they have a link for that, to be honest with you, but I think for anyone interested in doing that, I mean, we have a lot of opportunity to give Bibles away. In fact, just last week, we're over in St. Vincent, another island country here, and my wife Kim and I had a chance to go up north in the island there, and had opportunity to give some Bibles away there. And then even in earlier months, August, toward the end of last year, we were over in Abaco, Bahamas, where the big hurricane went through. It was phenomenal, the damage, and we spent 3 months assisting there, kind of some integral ministry there on shore, assisting with just fixing roofs. We did eyeglass testing and gave eyeglasses away. We gave away, we did a dental ministry on shore. Hundreds of people got their teeth fixed, and then also like hundreds and hundreds of Bibles were given away. That was the number one need. People said, you know, we lost our Bible. Everything floated. We lost everything. So,
wow. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, certainly we can make that happen, Robbie. Thank you for reminding me of that.
Yeah, that is just beautiful. One of the things that just makes my heart go pitter-pat, though, is that we have Scott, who may have an answer to this riddle. So, Scott, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning, Robbie. I'm glad that you're doing better.
I am so glad that for the prayers and all that people have helped me during this time. So this prophecy wasn't so terrible, was it? And so it got cut up, I guess.
I really don't know. I was just going to take a stab.
That's a good word. Take a stab at this cut up prophecy.
Micaiah?
Pardon me?
Malachi.
Now, you know, nobody's ever been wrong in the history of Kingdom Pursuit. So, hey, I'm absolutely positive that Malachi was written on vellum originally, and it's just not terrible stuff. I mean, if you know my drift, in other words, vellum is like animal skin, and it's harder to rip than a phone book. So, I'm sure that you didn't know that, Beth Ann, that the original prophecies were written on vellum?
No, I'm talking about harder to rip than a animal skin is harder to rip than a phone book. Neither of which I'd want to do, see, be a part of.
Well, you do get the terrible idea. I'm just trying to help out. Okay. So.
What about Jean? That was some caller this morning.
Wasn't she? Wasn't she? Yeah. That was just absolutely beautiful, Scott. I made my, you know, that was really quite the call. But Malachi,
you
know, did she really? Malachi was not terrible, but I'm not familiar with anybody cutting it up. However, we're going to say that you're right, Scott, just as you know, we want you to win. So thank you for calling.
Thanks so much. Thanks for all you do, Robbie. Love your show.
See, I appreciate you, what you do for us, because Scott is our volunteer with the Jesus Labor Love that Gene was actually talking about. Thank you, Scott. God bless. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
All right. So getting back to Transworld, you know, one of the neat stories, I can never have you guys on without remembering this story. So your buddy, John Somerville, was on one of the first interviews I ever did. He talked about the church of the unanswered prayer, of the upside down prayer. Have you ever heard this story?
I don't know if I have.
So the idea was that, you know, Christianity is spreading across the world. It just is, like, crazy. Well, it had spread into China and to this particular place, and they were having one of these church services in this particular town in China. And, of course, the communists came in with guns and, you know, started going after people. Well, this guy takes off running, and as he's running across the fields, he falls into a well, and on his way down the well, the rope rubs around his leg, and he's hanging, dangling there. Of course, communists don't get him, but, you know, he's trying to figure out, how am I going to get out of the well? So, you know, being a Christian, he decides to begin to pray. And so he prays and prays, and fortunately, God heard his prayer and sent some people to save him out of the well. So he now determined, based on the fact that he didn't have a Bible to study the idea of answered prayer, that he's going to start this church of the upside-down prayer. So this particular church, they all hung from the roof on ropes upside down in order to... And of course, when John came upon this, it was quite obvious that, you know, you could picture this, Randy, that you don't want all those people in your boat hanging upside... I mean... that they needed, you know, some discipleship.
Absolutely.
And that, you know, by providing these Bibles, by providing the Word of God through the radio and all this, it's this kind of thing that we just totally take for granted. If your, you know, your Bible floated away in a hurricane or whatever the situation may be, if you're in Africa, oh, yeah. Yeah, you might have heard the gospel, but then who's going to disciple you and where are you going to get this information so you don't start the church of... you know, the upside down, who knows what.
Yeah, I honestly had not heard that story, but what that says, though, the need for solid Bible teaching. We can't just introduce someone to Jesus and then totally leave them alone. They need God's Word. Now, if they can't read or write, radio is a perfect way to minister to them. But even if they can, they need someone that comes alongside them and teaches them the truth of God's Word. And we have great programs just like the Truth Network does, whether we're talking about In Touch or a program like Through the Bible or Chuck Swindoll. These are helping disciple people to where they grow up and they know what God's Word says, and it helps them live. And you can put a radio in someone's hands in Africa right now at 888-988-5656.
We'll be right back. And there's still an answer to be had if you want to call us at 866-348-7884. Well, welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion, whether that be may be for ships or radio, and uses it to build the kingdom today. We're so blessed to have Andy Napier with Transworld Radio, as well as Randy Grebe, the director of the wonderful ship Logos Hope, celebrating its 50th anniversary. And we have a treat because we have Bob Nichols has a question actually for you, Randy. So, Bob, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, my wife and I served aboard for 2 years, and probably one of the most important times of our life as we mentored some of the young missionaries before they go out to touch the unreached parts of the world with the gospel. But my question for Randy is, what can we all pray for you and the crew as you go forward?
Wow. Well, thank you, Bob. Yeah, and say hello to Ellen. Well, we can't forget the Bob and Ellen team that served here on board. But great question, Bob. You know what? I often think of just a couple of things. I would say, like, just direction and clarity as we move forward as a ship ministry. It's not so easy operating an ocean-going vessel in the middle of a pandemic. I mean, we have sailed past dozens and dozens of these empty cruise ships, and yet we are still open. You know what I mean? Now, we don't open the door to the public. We go on shore and serve. But just clarity and direction, I think, also just like protection, kind of like a covering of protection over the ship. We have been COVID-free. We're so grateful for that, you know. And then, I don't know, my mind just races to needing more people. So anyone on the call, if you know someone interested, they could, you know, just go online at om.org there. Oh, by the way, Robbie, I have to tell you, my daughter's listening online, and she texted me, Annika, she said, did you tell Robbie that I'm getting married and moving to Montana? Is that why he mentioned Montana? About I wish I could have said yes, but it was kind of a no. But Anyway, but Annika reminded me, just she said there's a tab, you go there and you can give to like Fuel and Help and gospel literature and books and so forth. So there's it's just an easy way to do that to those that are interested. So, Bob, I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, thanks, Randy. We miss you guys. We love you very much. We pray for you daily.
And I got to tell you, Bob,
awesome.
That what a great question, always. Because, you know, it's just, it's hard to know, really, how to pray for somebody unless you ask them. And so often when you ask them, they will tell you something like, oh, man, am I glad the Holy Spirit prompted me to ask that question because, you know, I really would not have known.
Amen.
You know, what you know, they're really facing there on OM ship. So thank you, Bob, and thank you for your service. That's really awesome.
Oh, our pleasure. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. God bless. Well, we have another Riddler on the line. We don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So we have Ann, who is in Huntersville. I happen to know she has an answer to the riddle. So, Ann, which publishing prophet prophecy wasn't so terrible that it had to end up getting cut up?
Well, it is Jeremiah 36. And it's when Micaiah, the son of whatever, the son of Shaphan, you know, and all that jazz, all their sons and daughters. But anyway, so it said the king sent Jehuda to bring the scroll, and he took it to the king. And it was a cold day, so the king, every time the guy read the prophetic, letter to this guy, to this king, he had it slivered up and thrown into the fire. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he couldn't tear it, so he cut it. And the neat thing is, you know, whoever transliterated or whatever they did with the King James Version of the Bible, I guess translation might be a better word, but it says he used a pen knife. So I'm just picturing old Jehudi. He's got his pocket knife in his toga there.
Well, also, very quickly, I want to say I love the shows. I love what you guys are talking about. I had heard about it yesterday, TWR, and I finally called in today. And just to encourage the listeners out there, I mean, come on, $50 we spend at the drop of a hat for something stupid. And I was thinking, gosh, this is going to buy a radio for one family, and it was so thrilling. Also, Mercy Ships. I met Lauren Cunningham. That's very meaningful to me in many ways. And, I mean, years ago, I knew him and that whole gang back then, you know, when they were doing those Mercy Ships. In fact, Ken Owen was part of that, too. So it's just so exciting. This is a wonderful show.
Thank you,
Ann.
But my boss is in the line. I got to get him on. So sorry, everybody. Here we go. Stu's with us.
Let me say quickly, Ann, thank you very much for your gift and for your heart.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
She is
blessing.
A treasure. So, Stu, we only got a couple seconds left, so we want to give you your due here because clearly.
Well, I'm pledging four radios for my four daughters. Hope,
way
grace,
to go.
Joy, and Faith. $50 each, $200 from our crowd. We love you guys. Love being a TWR yesterday, broadcasting live. And I just love the ministry. I love this program. All you guys have lifted me up today.
Thank you, Stu. Thank you. And thank you. You know, we obviously have this opportunity because of your vision for the Truth Network. So thank you, Stu, and for Randy, and for Andy. So I didn't realize we had rhymers today, Andy and Randy, but you guys are awesome. Remember, as I recall, it's BibleStore.com, and Africa Needs Jesus, right? And one more time, the phone number is 888-988-5656. All right. Thank you for listening to Kingdom Pursuits. Oh, so much truth coming at you on the Truth Network.
This is the Truth Network.